Hello, and welcome to Virtus Voices. This is Pete Batchelor, Senior Vice President in the Product Group at Virtus Investment Partners. Today, we'll be continuing to focus on the mid-cap space with Don Wardell, Managing Director at Ceradex Value Advisors and Lead PM on the Virtus Ceradex Mid-Cap Value Fund, which he's been managing since 2001. Don, I really appreciate you joining me today. How have you been?
Great. Thanks for asking.
Don, we've been talking a lot internally this year about the mid-cap space and about how the data overwhelmingly shows that most investors are significantly underallocated to mid-caps. Just wanted to get your thoughts on why you think that is and really what's the opportunity or benefit that these investors are foregoing by allocating either solely or primarily to the large and small cap extremes of the market.
You know, I really don't have a great answer for why investors are woefully under allocated to the mid-cap space, other than it's just a lack of resources at the advisor level for not doing the work on the mid-cap space. I think something about mid-caps that are so attractive to me are that it's the information opportunity of small-cap investing coupled with the liquidity of large. So we are able to do our fundamental work, find our ideas, move in and out of stocks when they reach our price targets, and have the liquidity and the ability to be active managers while also retaining that information opportunity that you get by investing in a class of names that are underfollowed by Wall Street.
And obviously, we've heard a lot of talk over the last decade about growth versus value and how growth has outperformed value. And historically, obviously, the style leadership has ebbed and flowed. So why do you think now is a great time for investors to allocate to value? And specifically, you know, you touched on mid-caps, but specifically the mid-cap value space and the types of dividend-paying companies that the Ceradex process emphasizes.
Sure. So the reason that you have this style leadership that ebbs and flows, I think that's where we need to start answering your question. And the reason is the styles will follow global economic activity. As global economic activity slows, growth is something that's in vogue and becomes very favorable for investors because they want idiosyncratic growers. They want companies that they can count on the growth. When that reverses, when global economic activity and it begins to expand in a more broad base, then value does very well. You know, over the next 12 to 18 months, we believe that we're reaching the end of what would be the slowing global growth that's been caused by the Fed tightening, the stronger dollar, and some of the fears out there with global trade. The Fed has told us from a macro level, you can see where the Fed has talked about they're going to stop reducing the balance sheet. They're going to keep interest rates lower for longer. They're done raising on the front end of the curve. That takes time to work through the system. Another big positive for global economies is oil prices have come down from where they were off their peak 12 to 18 months ago. So all those things, when you have a U.S. Fed that is going to be neutral at worst, you've got tremendous easing out of China and in the EU. That's going to be broad-based and help global economies begin to take a foothold and have more traction going forward. We also believe that interest rates are going to be lower for longer, and that is going to be nothing but positive for a lot of our stocks because we're focused on dividend-paying companies that have very attractive dividend yields relative to risk-free interest rates. As we're doing this call, we have many, many companies that have dividend yields above whatever the current 10-year treasury is that you're looking at. And so we're very excited about what the next 12 to 18 months could hold for value investors and people that are disciplined in their approach like we are, and the ability, again, going back to the beauty of mid-cap investing, have the ability to be active managers, taking advantage of what the market gives us.
Okay, great. Thanks, Don. Thanks for sharing your insights on the market. I really appreciate it. Also want to thank everyone who's taken the time to listen to this podcast. And if you're interested in learning more about the Virtus Ceradex Mid-Cap Value Fund or any other Virtus offering, please call us at 800-243-4361 or visit us online at virtus.com.